I'm retired, Oliver. You fired me.
In Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, Gary Oldman stars as spymaster George Smiley. He's determined to uncover a double agent, Mole, in the top ranks of British intelligence.
I'm going to have to send you off into the lion's den. If you're caught, you can't mention me. I'm sorry. You're alone.
Adapted from the 1974 novel by John le Carré, the Cold War thriller was made into a 5-hour television miniseries in 1979, starring Alec Guinness. And Oldman is braced for comparisons.
Guinness was the face of Smiley for many. Other people had played Smiley, but he was considered the definitive performance of it. Yeah, it was a dragon to slay in my head. They're big shoes to walk in.
The fit seems to be just right in the judgment of usually harsh British critics. The Guardian's Philip French writes, Oldman gives us a Smiley equal to Alec Guinness in a triumphant adaptation. And Oldman says he's pleased that it does not try to oversimplify the novel's intricate plot or turn it into a breathless, mindless action flick.
I would like to think that people are ready for it. I'm tired of being assaulted at the cinema with images and sound where I want to nap afterwards. I find movies too loud and too dumb.
Oldman was born and raised in London. He leaned toward music as a teenager, but studied acting at university and had a successful stage career for almost a decade. Film roles followed, and his standout portrayal of rocker Sid Vicious in the 1986 drama Sid and Nancy got Hollywood's attention. He has played presidential assassin Lee Harvey Oswald in JFK, the iconic vampire in Bram Stoker's Dracula, and Police Commissioner Gordon in Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. Oldman says he likes complicated characters like Smiley, but often he's cast in more flamboyant roles.
You are at the mercy a little of the imagination of the people that are casting you. So you can get into a situation, I think all actors have suffered from it for one point or another, where you feel that you're a little typecast. I played a lot of characters, but, you know, I did those couple of films with Luc Besson that are cartoonish and much bigger than life, and then that's what you get known for.
Fortunately, Oldman has been able to overcome that typecasting, and he's often cited as a major influence by rising young stars like Daniel Radcliffe, who worked with him in the Harry Potter films. Oldman appreciates the compliments. He says his own career was influenced by those who came before.
There's Gielgud and Olivier, and there's Richard Burton and Albert Finney and all those people. And it's a chain, really. Your links in a chain. And now you see Tom Hardy and Benedict Cumberbatch and Michael Fassbender, Ryan Gosling, and a new breed of talent that I think are the real deal, too. You get a feeling that it's not about celebrity or vanity, that they're real actors that are coming through.
With Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy now at theaters, Gary Oldman is already talking about playing Smiley again if more Le Carré novels are filmed. Meanwhile, he's finishing up one more turn as Commissioner Gordon in The Dark Knight Rises, coming out next year. After that, he promises to retire the character. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.